在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
Temple patrimony was dedicated to the foundation of 7 monasteries, one in Rome and 6 in Sicily. And it was the wish of Gregory that he might be unknown in this life and glorious only in the next. Yet his devotion, and it might be sincere, pursued the path which would have been chosen by a crafty and ambitious statesman.The talents of Gregory and the splendor which accompanied his retreat rendered him dear and useful to the church, and implicit obedience has been always inculcated as the first duty of a monk. As soon as he had received the character of deacon, Gregory was sent to reside at the Byzantine court, the nuncio or minister of the Apostolic See, and he boldly assumed in the name of St. Peter a tone of independent dignity,which would have been criminal and dangerous in the most illustrious layman of the empire. He returned to Rome with a just increase of reputation, and after a short exercise of the monastic virtues, he was dragged from the cloister to the papal throne by the unanimous voice of the clergy, the senate, and the people. He alone resisted, or seemed to resist, his own elevation.And his humble petition that Maurice would be pleased to reject the choice of the Romans could only serve to exalt his character in the eyes of the emperor and the public. When the fatal mandate was proclaimed, Gregory solicited the aid of some friendly merchants to convey him in a basket beyond the gates of Rome, and modestly concealed himself some days among the woods and mountains, till his retreat was discovered, as it is said, by a celestial light.The pontificate of Gregory the Great, which lasted 13 years, 6 months, and 10 days, is one of the most edifying periods of the history of the Church. His virtues, and even his faults, a singular mixture of simplicity and cunning, of pride and humility, of sense and superstition, were happily suited to his station and to the temper of the times.In his rival, the Patriarch of Constantinople, he condemned the anti-Christian title of Universal Bishop, which the successor of St. Peter was too haughty to concede and too feeble to assume, and the ecclesiastical jurisdiction of Gregory was confined to the triple character of Bishop of Rome, Primate of Italy, and Apostle of the West. He frequently ascended the pulpit and kindled, by his rude though pathetic eloquence, the congenial passions of his audience. The language of the Jewish prophets was interpreted and applied, and the minds of a people depressed by their present calamities were directed to the hopes and fears of the invisible world. His precepts and example defined the model of the Roman liturgy. The distribution of the parishes,the calendar of festivals, the order of processions, the service of the priests and deacons, the variety and change of sacerdotal garments. Till the last days of his life, he officiated in the canon of the Mass, which continued above 3 hours. The Gregorian chant has preserved the vocal and instrumental music of the theatre, and the rough voices of the barbarians attempted to imitate the melody of the Roman school.
Maurice was to abdicate ignominiously, and the rival Greens and Blues in Constantinople fought for several days to force their will for his successor. Maurice was brought low, according to Gibbon, by that age-old issue trying to reform the army and bring it under civilian control. The mutinous army nominated an ordinary centurion from its own ranks as its leader against Maurice.
Phocas made his public entry in a chariot drawn by 4 white horses. The revolt of the troops was rewarded by a lavish donative, and the new sovereign, after visiting the palace, beheld from his throne the games of the Hippodrome. In a dispute of precedency between the 2 factions, his partial judgment inclined in favor of the Greens. "Remember that Maurice is still alive," resounded from the opposite side.And the indiscreet clamor of the Blues admonished and stimulated the cruelty of the tyrant. The ministers of death were dispatched to Chalcedon. They dragged the emperor from his sanctuary, and 5 sons of Maurice were successively murdered before the eyes of their agonizing parent. At each stroke, which he felt in his heart, he found strength to rehearse a pious ejaculation, "Thou art just, O Lord, and thy judgments are righteous." and such in the last moments was his